Morning, I'm Anthony Reynolds with KRWG News. The U.S. Navy has sent a 20-member medical team to help out San Juan Regional Medical Center in the northwestern part of New Mexico to help the hospital deal with a staffing shortage for treating COVID-19 patients. The military team was deployed by FEMA. Officials say that New Mexico is one of seven states where military teams have been deployed. According to a spokesperson with the Army, the teams were sent there to decompress the burden of treating COVID-19 patients. Climate change is leading to severe droughts and wildfires in the West, and while much of Texas has been out of a drought since 2015, the state is unlikely to escape the hotter and longer droughts caused by climate change. How then does the state plan for its water future? KERA's Brett Jaspers looked at the recently finished state water plan and has this report.
Bodark Lake is Texas's first major new reservoir in almost 30 years. Standing on a massive dam, there's an unfilled lake on one side and a regular-looking stream flowing out the other.
So you can envision what Bodark Creek used to run on the upstream side, but it's now submerged.
Adam Payne is with the engineering firm Fries & Nichols. There are bulldozers on the downstream side building a runoff and drainage system. The construction is mostly done, and they're just waiting for the water to rise.
It could be as fast as a month. It could take up to a couple of years, depending on the weather conditions.
We're filling right now. We're holding water. We're ecstatic.
RJ Muraski is with the agency that owns Bodark Lake, the North Texas Municipal Water District. They're a water wholesaler that sells to member cities like McKinney and Plano. Those cities are paying $1.6 billion to build Bodark Lake. But for all the work and money, it'll only meet the agency's water supply needs for about 20 years. That's because people keep moving to Texas.
There's 1,100 people moving to Texas every day. None of them bring water. So we've got to decide how to plan for that.
16 regions across the state make water plans every 5 years. Then the Texas Water Development Board reviews and signs off. Here's what regional planners have to do. Make sure they have enough water for the future population to withstand a repeat of the worst drought the state's ever seen. That mission has worked for years, but according to Jennifer Walker with the National Wildlife Federation, climate change means planning around just one scenario isn't enough anymore.
There is not a mechanism to incorporate climate change into the regional and state water planning process.
Human-caused climate change may reduce water in rivers or evaporate more from reservoirs than expected. Or people could rapidly start to use less water than we thought they would. The point is, there's a lot of possible scenarios Texas could plan for. But Temple McKinnon, director of water supply planning at the Texas Water Development Board, says there isn't the money or the mandate to game out all those different futures.
Doing scenario planning, that's a scale kind of beyond what this process can accommodate right now.
Other water managers say they can account for climate change without doing scenario planning. Kevin Ward is general manager of the Trinity River Authority and also the chair of the Water Planning Group for Dallas-Fort Worth. He says one way they account for climate change is securing more water than estimates call for.
We're planning for 1.87 million acre foot of water when we need about 1.37, so it's another 500,000 acre foot beyond what the needs are.
That's a lot of water, about 50% more than the city of Dallas used in all of 2020. Ward also says the state lets regions set a higher goal than the current worst drought ever benchmark.
And so that was done specifically for climate change.
These extra precautions might be good enough for Texas to withstand a worse drought than we've seen. But Jennifer Walker at the National Wildlife Federation says setting a high water supply benchmark and then building projects like reservoirs to meet it won't move the state to be more efficient or resilient.
I admit that it would be complicated to do so, to do scenario planning. It's already pretty complicated, but I also feel like it's going to be a lot more complicated to not be real with ourselves about what may be coming for our water supply.
Yet the State Water Board probably can't do much to change the planning process as it is, she says. Its mission comes directly from the Texas legislature. Any new approach and the funding to pull it off would have to come from state lawmakers. I'm Brett Jaspers in Dallas.